Now, you didn't raise your hand if you sang the 12 Days of Christmas, right? It's a different song. All right. Let's go ahead and do some reading and see where we end up, right? Through the whole...
I just realized I made a typo in my lesson plan. We're supposed to eat through the whole week.
Yeah, definitely. say in yours, going from 11 to 12 is one of those places that you really have to know what's coming next. Would you all take your pencils right now, and at the bottom of 11, you see where there's that ref mark right at the end of the page?
Bottom of 10, okay.
Thank you. So the text there is, furthermore, your Christmas gifts were for the, and then you have a breath mark. Everybody has that, whether you're
Oh, no, that's really
okay, all right, well, I'll give my measure numbers because we have different pages. I am at measure, I'm just picking it up starting in measure 87.
We have letters. So it's top of page, it's middle of page 11. It's what, before for the birds.
That's 3-4.
That's right. 3-4 before the birds.
Right after
birth.
Second
yeah.
System, page 11, first
page. Okay, I'll have to look at one of these for those rehearsal letters.
So you want the breath mark there?
Yes, do take the breath mark, but what I since you, so that's not a page turn for you?
No.
Never mind. Where it says on the seventh, That's measure 61. You might want to write that in. Let's go ahead and write measure 61 on the seventh day. But we'll put in measure numbers as we go. That will help.
For me, did this before we did ASPCA like staccato? ASPCA.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm going to do that this time around. Let's just sing it as written for now, and then we'll play with it a little bit. Right? But what happened was after ASPCA, we kind of went back to like sewing machine style, each note, note, note. So can you take it from on the seventh day, which again is measure 61, to F?
On the seventh day of the Pesach, all seven of the swimming songs that travel.
So let's make a distinction. So when we're singing the quarter notes descending in 61, like a cello, really connect. Seventh day, ba ba mi ba ba. And then all ba 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 ba. So when we get to seven of the swimming, whatever the notes you have there. Right? But let's take a look at what the notes are there. All seven. Let me hear you slowly, both parts together. And three. Don't start to come down. Just these fake Renaissance magical little motifs like that in tenors. You have a bunch of them in the My True Love stuff. Let's see if we can put, I know it's not quite ready for prime time, but let's see if we can put the sopranos and altos together on your duba-dubas. Now, what do you notice about your dynamic level where you begin your duba-dubas?
Pianissimo. It's not pianissimo.
It's pianissimo in your school?
Yes. Yes.
It's mezzo forte. Crescendo there so that can happen, and then you go back again to the background. And then the other place is really for just the sopranos mainly, is your ending little figure there. You can come out a little bit more. Let's take a look at this. What happens after that at letter G, pick up to G. Let me hear you tenors and basses and pick up to G. 2, 3.
From the seventh day, what a mess I found. All seven of the singing songs
had drowned. Now you're doing a nice job with the connecting, but what's happening is we're getting so that we're behind the beat a little bit. The consonants don't help us with that a lot because we have th and sev. We have a lot of consonants that just take a long time to get through. So make your S's shorter, a little shorter and quicker. Get through them a little bit more quickly. Think going forward, even though we're connecting, but we're moving forward. We're not kind of getting reminiscent of what's behind us. Okay? Let's try it. Tenor bass, 10, 3.
On the seventh day, what a mess I found. All seven of the swimming frogs had drowned.
Let's hear what the sopranos and altos are doing, where you come in right after G, two after G, all seven, 2, 3. Things that we're doing to this gift, the gifts that our true love gave to us, and we're like basically you know, destroying them and doing mean things. And then we see my true love, and my idea is that we sort of are very sort of angular in a way, or strong in the descriptions of the terrible things that we're doing. And then we sort of do this, oh, my true love. So we really kind of get very saccharine-y, sweet. And those of you who sang with us last semester in the BDQ Bach, it's sort of similar to the Twitter tweet business that we did. So it's that sort of fakey, you know, like, oh. So I want to see if we can change character from what we had going into that, my true love, and then find this light, sweet, almost overly sweet kind of sound there. Let's back it all the way up to F. The sixth and seventh day. So starting with the tenor bass, the six. And three. That's right, damn it.